Here's your lunch.
So bright. There's evil in the air, and there's thunder in the sky, and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was stopping the foam in the heat. Oh, baby, there's gonna be some light, but I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So you gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. We'll be right back.
before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Whole meatloaf. A late lunch for you folks working around there and playing whatever you do in the WNEW-FM in New York. Oh, speaking about working, it was 3 days ago in the afternoon here. I started a little conversation with people who are or who are not allowed to listen to the radio at work in the afternoon. And I am telling you, I didn't realize what was going to happen, but I have a huge amount of mail. I mean, it's stacks and stacks that over the weekend I'm going to just go over that whole thing there, and I'm just overwhelmed and also extremely happy that so many people responded from where they work and what they like and so forth, but the fact they're able to listen to the radio, and in most cases they're the ones I started to get at right away when this first came in, that people are able to listen and they love it and it keeps them going and helps their productivity and, you know, helps keep the day going and everything else. It's great. And so those of you who mailed a letter, I just asked for, if you do get to listen at work, it was like Scott Muni at WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York City, 10017. And sometimes if you're really hung up on super people or certain artists, you could mention that too. and show me on your letterhead where you work and what, you know, what goes on during the day there. It's just been phenomenal. So I'm going to take a real close look at everything, and we'll respond in some sort of way. But I'm really happy that so many of you do have the opportunity, including bosses, too. Hey, not just employees. Hey, boss says it's okay if you listen, but he's listening, too. All right. Work, if that's the way, well, I mean, you could tell me where you work and what you like in the way of artists and all that just by putting it on your stationary letterhead and letting us know. To Scott Muni at WNEW-FM, 655 3rd Avenue, New York City, 10017. We are playing Pretenders.
miles away from you. You know I'd bother if you told me to. You speak on the phone, but where is your body? Help me, help me. It's so hard when I'm feeling on fire, and all I can hold is the telephone wire. It's so hard being almost alone and lying here in the dark, making love on the phone. Love on the phone. Making love on the phone. Love on the phone. I call your number and it rings once or twice. You answer softly and your voice sounds so nice.
Love on the Phone, Suzanne Fellini, and before it, the Pretenders with a little mystery achievement. Pretenders and Suzanne Fellini, and guess who else? Robin Sagan. All together here at WNEW-FM in New York, and here with the news is Robin. Robin?
Thank you, Scott, and good afternoon, everyone. Bargaining efforts continue today between the city and its municipal unions. Today's discussions expected to include givebacks from the unions, the city hoping to finance any future wage hikes with increased productivity from the workers. Contracts for those 235,000 city workers expire June 30th. The hostage standoff continues at the Iranian embassy in London, where gunmen are holding 19 embassy workers demanding the release of jailed comrades in Iran. Reports from Tehran, two of those prisoners were executed today.
Two unemployed workers accused of inciting strikes, sit-ins, and violence in Awaz University were executed in Awaz at the Iranian province of Khuzestan. These two men were convicted of activities against the Islamic Republican government. They were accused of taking part in most sit-in strikes and demonstrations against the government in Khuzestan. They had also been leaders of the violence in the university in Awaz.
Canadian Press reporter Bob Douglas. Confrontations outside the embassy continue in London, where negotiations with the gunmen are reportedly going well.
Though the core of Iranian demonstrators here, enclosed within double police barricades, has dwindled, more protesters have gathered again today outside police lines. Several hundred supporting the Iranians inside the police enclosures wave carnations, talk amongst themselves, and carry posters bearing anti-American slogans. Not far away, inside the gates of Hyde Park, are a number of British counter-demonstrators, alternately screaming, go home, and just standing around. There's a strong police presence throughout, but police are not armed and are trying to keep a low profile. There are fears that tempers could flare this weekend when soccer and rugby matches bring thousands of people into this part of the city. Meanwhile, the talking continues between police and gunmen holding about 20 hostages.
Scott Muni and Mountain.
Thank you.
All righty. Some rock and roll from the Grateful Dead. Easy. Easy to love you. Easy to love you. And before it, Mountain did Tonta, a little short instrumental opening to the Nantucket Sleigh Ride at WNEW-FM New York.
For Dr. Pepper, here are the Statler Brothers.
I drink Dr. Pepper, don't you see? Cause it's the perfect taste for me. That original taste, you know, is making peppers everywhere you go. I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, we're a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper too. Us peppers are an interesting breed. An original taste is what we need.
Ask any Statler and he'll say,
only Dr. Pepper tastes that way.
Earl's a pepper,
Lou's a pepper,
Don's a pepper,
Bill's a pepper.
Would you like to be a pepper too?
Be a pepper.
Drink Dr. Pepper.
We're all peppers.
Drink Dr. Pepper.
There is only one motion picture that expands your senses to their fullest. There is only one Fantasia. Now, for the first time, the screen lights up to the brilliance of Walt Disney's Fantasia in stereo sound. Walt Disney's Fantasia. It's the ultimate experience of color, light, and sound. Fantasia, rated G.
And now playing at Reed Ziegfeld, UA Cinema 150 in Syosset, and UA Bellevue in Montclair.
Before you buy another battery, stop. From EverReady Technology comes something powerfully special.
Energizer.
The Energizer. It outlasts anybody's ordinary carbon battery. Anybody's. In fact, no battery outlasts the Energizer. That's a promise from EverReady, and we know our batteries.
The Energizer.
Comparing the Energizer to ordinary carbon batteries is like comparing a bunt to a home run. No contest. The Energizer is that powerfully different. In your calculator, cassette recorder, camera, switch up to the Energizer. You'll never put in or put up with ordinary batteries again.
The Energizer.
The Energizer. EverReady wouldn't stand for anything less.
The Energizer.
Long life.
The Energizer, right. Hey, mark down that date, Sunday, May 18th, just a couple of weeks away. We'll be out in Central Park, all the people from NEWFM, for our annual bike-a-thon to help those with the United Cerebral Palsy. Many groups and organizations and businesses have gotten together, and they make it a day, a Sunday, of fun on the bicycle and plan a picnic in between where around lunchtime. You know, they all stop and everybody has some sandwiches and some soda and whatever goes on and all the rest of that and do some more biking. And, of course, the idea is to make money. And so you get everybody together there and get people to pledge and say, oh, you can't do a bike that far. You can't. But you do it and you go ahead and we have a lot of fun. It's a fantastic day. Last year was the biggest year ever and we're going to top that this year. So get everybody ready and do that by getting your bike-a-thon kit. And they'll mail it to you. It's free. As a matter of fact, the things that are printed, the forms and everything else are done by people learning the printing trade who have cerebral palsy. So it's not like they got to go out to printing companies and spend money and all that. People who are learning a trade who have cerebral palsy print up all the things for you and your forms and everything else, and that is great. Call now and get your free bike-a-thon kit and be ready to roll with us on May 18th, a Sunday in Central Park. Also be in Staten Island, maybe even Brooklyn, too, this year. We'll find out and pass that on to you. Free registration kit is at 212-586-7700. If you need 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 of them, whatever you need, they'll just send them to you wherever you want them to. Call and give them that information. They'll mail you your registration and information on what you got to do for the bike-a-thon. The number in the city, 212, then 586-7700. We want you there. We'll be there. On Sunday, May 18th, and that's a place to be. We're NEWFM in New York on your dial, 102.7, the address for rock music. in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Danger, there's a breakdown downstairs.
Zeppelin for you. Led Zeppelin flying overhead on a Friday at NEWFM in New York. It is 20 minutes before 4 o'clock this Friday afternoon. It's turned out to be one of those good days, as Bob Harris said it would be this morning, and he was right. Maybe we're finally going to get into real nice springtime weather. Some love for you.
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for?
There's a private in my boat, and he wears his instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asked for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? You think you're happy and all happy, that's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing crowns who screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will burn.
Thank you. you've seen Junior's grades.
And the Cradle Will Rock, Van Halen. Before it, Daryl Hall with some Sacred Songs and Love, an old group. Late 60s, you set the scene. All right. And we set the scene, came to Daryl Hall, and played Van Halen. It's coming up to 6 minutes before 4 o'clock, WNEW-FM, New York. NEW-FM, New York, Fleetwood Mac.
I'm not.
Gary Newman's Cars at NEWFM in New York. Ahead of us, Things from England, British Things. First hour, all the happening things and some new records for you. And then the second hour, we'll have some old English biscuits for you. Right here at WNEWFM in New York, it's right ahead of us.
The title of rock singer Billy Falcon's new album is Falcon Around. But that's a mild hijink compared to some of the things Billy used to do, like dropping his pants on stage. Says he's always been a fanatic about things he likes. Take rock and roll, says Billy.
I've been playing rock and roll since I was 10 or 11. I knew what I wanted to do when I was really young. The Beatles, Trini Lopez, Elvis Presley, the early Stones. I mean, all that stuff just set me on fire when I was a little kid. And from the time I seen people like that on TV, I knew I didn't want to be a spectator like everybody else. In other words, when I seen the Beatles, I didn't want to be one of the kids screaming. I didn't scream. I wanted to be them.
Today, Billy would probably be the first to admit that he's not exactly a new Beatle. But he does have a new album out, and it's his third, and he's still playing rock and roll. As he puts it,
I mean, I knew what I had to do. It was either do what I had to do this, exactly what I'm doing now, or nothing, or be bummed. I figured if I just left myself no other option, it would be never a place to go. And I knew it would happen, you know, because I wouldn't have this drive. God wouldn't have given me this kind of a drive if it wasn't supposed to.
And just how has Billy's drive manifested itself? Well, he says,
when I first started, I wanted it so bad, I used to bleed on stage. I mean, I thought that the more you do, the more they're going to like it. And I would walk off stage with no shoes on, my feet all cut up because I was jumping off pianos and landing on things that weren't supposed to be there. Mm. And my head, a bit of big bump on my head because there'd be a pipe hidden behind a curtain.
And then there was the time a couple of years ago at New York's Bottom Line when Billy was opening the show for Yvonne Elliman and in front of a particularly unresponsive audience.
I had these shorts on under my pants. Gym shorts, that's all. And I don't know why I had them on. I think maybe for the last song I was going to come out in shorts. Oh, it was a song called Sailor Boy, and I was going to come out in shorts. So I had gym shorts underneath my pants, and I'm holding a guitar, and I take my guitar off. And I said, well, I just to take my pants off. And that's what I did. And they thought I was had nothing. Nobody thought I had shorts on.
Well, he did get a reaction. The crowd did sit up and take notice. But Billy says that he's confident his new album will be a success, so he's slightly calmer these days.
I won't be taking my trousers off no more. I don't think, not for a while. Maybe the next time I play The Bottom Line.
The Bottom Line can consider itself warned. This is Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio, for Agree.
Well, then, Stanley, be warned. Okay. Bottom line. Yeah, our bottom line here in New York. NEWFM in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. It's 7 minutes after 4 o'clock. Scott Muni, a Friday, British Things. Things from England we get into instantly. Now, Blondie, as is traditional, since they started doing these records and all that, they go right to the top, and it's nothing unusual. They are there right now, the bestseller from the past week in Britain.
Me.
this past week, looking back over there. NEWFM in New York, The Pretenders, with a import single. It's a British import single. And another large hit, The Talk of the Town. Pretenders, Talk of the Town. Actually, it's a place to get slightly soiled, but new clothes and all that. The Talk of the Town, inland.
Never felt so good, it never need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me wife? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? Will you love me forever? Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it. Let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning. Wait all night. What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no? What's it gonna be, boy? Yes or no?
Let me sleep on it. Baby, baby, let me sleep on it.
Well, let me sleep on it. I'll give you an answer in the morning.
I gotta know right now. Let me sleep on it. Will you let me sleep on it?